Hi, Dancer. Jess here.
Welcome to the new and improved podcast from The Whole Dancer. I am so thrilled that you're here, and I hope to give you some insight and inspiration when it comes to finding a more balanced approach to food, your body, dance, and life. Really covering all those bases of what can help you feel whole as you pursue dance. Now, I would love for you to subscribe to the podcast so that you get an alert every single time there's a new episode, and leave a review so that your friends will be more likely to find The Whole Dancer too. Thanks for being here.
Let's get started.
Hi, dancers. Jess here. So I want to chat with you all about refreshing your food mindset before the new year. You know, this is something that I think we perhaps don't give enough thought to. Very often, your food or eating thoughts or plans might revolve around what you think your body should look like, or making changes to your body, or what you think you should or should not be eating. And then the new year comes around, and we are literally bombarded everywhere we look. Everything we hear, you know, social media, news outlets, magazines, radio, it's everywhere. We are literally bombarded with dieting messages and unhelpful food narratives, really. So if your food mindset was already in a good place, you might be able to go through that time of year, this new year time of the year, the new year time of the year, as we embark on a new year, you might be able to go through that time without being impacted much at all by all these messages. You have practiced at tuning them out. You have enough clarity and confidence in your own food approach and mindset that hearing or seeing these things really does not impact you very much. That being said, there is a lot of stuff that goes on all the time that's having an impact on our food mindset. So I want you to think about how you can refresh your food mindset before the new year. First thing I want you to do is get clear on where you are now. It's going to be really helpful to acknowledge if you're in a good place with food, if you are in a challenging place from a food mentality, if you're confident in your food approach, or if you feel like you have a lot of questions or concerns or stresses in your food approach. Just get clear on where you are, right? And, you know, acknowledge as well that the holiday season can muddy what feels balanced to us from a food perspective, just again, because of the food scenarios we're putting ourselves in a lot, because of, you know, some of the stresses you might experience in the holiday season. All of these things are going to have an effect on your personal perspective and food mindset in the time leading up to the new year. So get clear on where you are. What has impacted it? People, places, experiences. What is your current food mindset? The next thing I want you to do is consider your ideal vision for your food mindset. So, how do you want to feel when it comes to food and food choices and how it all impacts your body and your dancing? You know, some ideas might be wanting to feel calm or low stress. Maybe you want to feel confident and you want to feel like it's just not something you're consumed by or overthinking or fixated on, because that tends to be where a lot of dancers can get to from a food mindset perspective. So think about what the ideal vision is. I want to feel calm. I want my choices to be easy. I want to have a good plan in place so that I can be proactive and smart and, you know, make these choices from a place of knowing that I am serving my body, serving my dancing, and enjoying my life. Those are some things to include as well. Do you want your food experiences to be enjoyable and carefree and fun? Those are all pieces of this puzzle in creating a food mindset that is supportive and that, you know, leaves you feeling good about yourself and the way you are approaching food. If you're thinking about food all the time, you probably assume that food is the problem. The reality is that it's not. food is not the problem, and it really never was. If you have a food mindset and food relationship that feels out of balance or unhelpful, it's going to be a symptom of something else. The real problems are the imbalances in other areas of life, like your connection to joy or passion. It's going to be a disconnect in relationships or a disconnect in your love for the dancing. All of these things are going to impact how you view and approach food. And like I said, a lot of the time it leads to assuming food itself is the problem. When we assume food is the problem, you're going to focus on it in really negative ways. You're going to feel badly every time you eat because in your mind, food is what's causing all of your challenges and struggles and issues. You're not dancing your best because you can't find a balanced approach to food. So, you know, you're overeating sometimes, you're undereating sometimes, you don't feel empowered in your food choices, you don't feel like you're in the driver's seat, you feel as if food has taken over, food is in charge of you, you don't have any self-control, you don't have any real feeling of power in the situation. What I want you to start to think about, and I'm going to get into this in even more depth, but think about what are the areas of your life that need attention? What are the real areas of life that need focus and prioritization and action steps in order to improve them? So if you're fixated on food and you view food as the problem, let's talk about how you can lose that fixation. And again, really refresh your food mindset, feel good in your food perspectives, feel easy in your food choices, and achieve the food vision that you've created for yourself. I'm gonna pause now just to remind you, all of these things will be developed much more deeply if you do some writing around them. You'll find much more clarity in your mentality and much more direction in your goals and vision if you actually write things down. Like, I'm talking with pen and paper. And I say that because we are all so connected to technology that, you know, you might be thinking, yeah, I'm gonna write things down in my notes app. And if that's all that you have available to you right now, then I'm cool with that. But I want you to later on take some time to do some actual physical writing around your food vision, your food experiences, your food goals, your current food mindset, and what you want all of those things to look like. So let's talk about food fixations and how you might let go of that feeling that you're constantly thinking about food, or you're constantly overthinking your food choices, you're constantly analyzing your food choices, you are stuck in this place where food is a huge focus to the point that you cannot focus on other areas of your life. It's distracting you from the things you'd like to achieve. It's taking away from your dancing and dance goals. You can't stop thinking about it. And I really understand what it's like to be in that place because that's where I was for so many years of my life. From the time I was 14 till my mid to late 20s, I was obsessed and tracking and checking my weight all throughout the day to see how different foods and meals had impacted it. And it was truly an obsession and one that took away in big ways from my dancing and my dance focus, my ability to grow as a technician and an artist. It really detracted from that joy, that dancing joy. That is the reason I started. So if you're ready to lose the food fixation, here are some things I want you to do. Start to eat consistently. That can be a really hard first commitment, but a lot of times when I first start working with a dancer, they'll tell me, oh, you know, I don't eat breakfast most days. Lunch is my first meal of the day. Then maybe I have a snack at some point and then I have dinner and that's it. Well, what's the goal or intention behind that kind of practice? It's to attempt to eat less. It's an effort to restrict yourself, and it is very unhealthy. It's not good for your body or metabolism or blood sugar or hormones, and it is not going to help in the long run. So if you're doing something like that, or maybe you're someone who says like, oh, I just don't eat much during the dancing day because that's uncomfortable to me. So I eat breakfast and then I don't eat much, and then I might have a snack at 4 p.m. and then I have dinner at 7 and that's it. Well, that too is not good. So start to eat consistently. And this means frequency of meals, and it also means not letting too much time elapse between eating. So it might be, for example, 3 meals and 1 or 2 snacks a day. I want you to be very aware of the time as well, because that's a big thing that dancers sort of don't pay attention to. And therefore, you don't even realize that you're putting yourself in a state of low energy because of the lack of frequency of eating. You're not giving yourself enough opportunity to actually get in all of the food and nutrients and nourishment that your body needs. So don't let more than 2 to 4 hours, 5 at the max, pass between eating. That means if you have breakfast at 8, you are going to have lunch by 1 at the latest. If you have an opportunity to have a snack in between those two meals, it would probably be a good idea to do that. And then you'll have dinner at 6 at the latest. And again, if you have a snack between those two, well, then maybe dinner can be a little bit later. And I know sometimes for dance schedules, that's how it has to be. So make sure you're giving yourself options and opportunity to get in lots of consistent fuel. And the thing I hear the most from dancers who actually start to do this is, wow, I didn't even realize how little energy I had during the day. I had just gotten so used to what I was doing and this approach that it didn't even register for me that I was not feeling my best. I was feeling so tired and exhausted and low energy, and that it was fully connected to my lack of food intake. That is the number one thing I hear. And then sometimes I hear just things like, I just feel so much better, or I didn't realize how good I could feel in the dancing day by eating enough food and eating consistently. If you're under eating, you're under fueling, and you say, okay, I'm gonna start eating consistently, but I don't feel like I can eat full, complete meals right away, that's okay. I want you to take baby steps. Try to make it a meal, not just a snack at mealtime. But if it's not a full, complete meal right from the jump, that's okay. Take one step in that direction and eat something. Eat something for breakfast if you're eating nothing. Eat something for lunch if you're eating nothing. Pack a snack if you're not packing snacks, right? Take small steps in the direction of this consistent eating, and it's only going to help you build a more healthy, balanced, and supportive food mindset. Next, going back to that idea that our food fixation is caused by a lack of balance or joy or fulfillment in another area of life. So some places I want you to put your consideration: social life, relationships, joy, career. Career, I say, is dance, whether you're actually already a pro or you are pre-professional. Health, creativity, finances, education, spirituality, and home environment. And this is another great opportunity to write some things down. This is actually an exercise that I do with most of my coaching clients, where they have a balanced life wheel that has each of these areas of life on the spoke of the wheel. And they have to determine for themselves how fulfilled they feel in each area. And once you determine the areas that you feel less fulfilled in, you're going to ask yourself, what would it take, or what would it look like for me to be successful in this area? So write these areas down. Write down social life, relationships, joy, career, health, creativity, finances, education, spirituality, and home environment. And then I want you to think about each area and ask yourself, How fulfilled do I feel? Determine which areas need some attention. And then ask yourself, how can I feel successful in this area? What does success in health or finances look like for me? And then what are some steps I can take to improve my experience of each of these areas? You want to create action steps because that's what's going to help you move the needle forward to feel more balanced in your life as a whole, so that food can stop being the thing you obsess over. You're going to have so much more balance and joy and fulfillment in your life overall that food will just be a part of it. I mean, and a joyful part, right? And a fun part, and a part that you can, you know, love the experience of and get more into creating things in your food experience that you also enjoy. Next, I want you to connect to your body. The pain we experience that goes unfelt is stored in our bodies. Dancers need to make friends with your body because that's going to allow you to release that pain and feel the pain and move forward. You will feel better and you will find freedom in dance and life. And you know, you might hear that part and be like, Jess, we're getting deep here. We are. And the reality is that dancers can experience a lot of pain over the course of the dance journey. If there's any parents listening who don't fully grasp what that pressure in dance is like, this might be useful for you to hear. But the pain of not getting the role that you dreamed of dancing, the pain of not getting into the summer intensives that you auditioned for, the pain of teachers' biting comments, the pain of teachers' comments or corrections not delivered in mindful ways, the pain of experiencing parts of this journey in ways that just feel bad, the pain of looking in the mirror and not seeing what you think you're supposed to look like, the pain of looking in the mirror and saying to yourself, you're not enough. Your body's not right. You need to look different. You're never going to be successful at this. The very harsh things that dancers get into the habit of telling themselves is stored in your body. This pain is locking you up. This pain is making you focus on things that don't need to be obsessed over. And it's making it very hard to move forward in ways that actually support you, in ways that actually allow you to find your place in the dance world, the things that are going to help you actually feel successful in your dance journey. So you have to connect to and make friends with your body and allow yourself to feel the pain of those experiences so that you can move forward freely. And with joy and with energy and from a place of abundance and hopefulness and excitement. Often the hardest step in this process of finding and refreshing your food mindset and finding a balanced food perspective is acknowledging and accepting that food isn't the problem. It's not the enemy. But if you've been thinking that way for years, you know, like me, right? I started thinking that way when I was 14 and it stayed in my brain. Food is the enemy. Like, food is what's causing all my problems. Food is something I need to try to avoid. Food is something I need less of. It took time to heal from that. And I always say, right, like, my coaching approach has changed over the years. And there's a reason why I start with 6 months of coaching for a dancer. It's because I know it's going to take time to undo these thought processes. Processes? Words. It's going to take time, period. Refreshing your food mindset for the new year. I want you to take some time again and do some more journaling, right? Here are the questions I want you to consider. Where is your food mindset now? What has led you here? What is your vision for your food mindset? How would you like to feel about food? What are some of your desired food feelings? Like free, easy, low stress, confident, excited. What are your food values? So do you care how your food is produced or how your meat is raised? Do you care, you know, what the travel or location of your food is in terms of production? What are the things that really matter to you? Do you care about the environmental impact of the foods that you eat? What are your food values? What are those things that matter to you? Can you think of some friends or family who, from your perspective, seem to have balanced food relationships? And from your perspective, what does that look like? What is it about the way that they eat or the way that they approach food that seems balanced? And I remember, like, mostly looking back, I guess sometimes in the moment I would have these thoughts, and actually I would try to follow the lead of these friends. But, you know, like the friends who seemed to just at a restaurant order whatever they wanted to eat, not necessarily the quote unquote healthy option, they would eat what felt good to them and then they would move on. You know, like friends who didn't seem to be overthinking it, who would still eat healthy and focus on that and focus on nutrient-dense foods at times. But for me, it was mostly seeing the friends who were able to give themselves freedom with food. That seemed very balanced. And it did help me to observe those friends and to even spend time with them where we were eating, you know, a number of meals together. Because I was able to see throughout the day, wow, you know, they don't seem to be overthinking this. They have a very free attitude and it's working for them. And finally, what steps or support can you enlist in order to take vision or action rather in making your food vision a reality? You want to refresh that food mindset now, so that you are not thrown off course or pushed into negative thinking in the new year, when, like I said, these dieting messages are going to be literally swirling all around us all the time. If you know support is something you need, if you've been trying to shift your food mindset and perspective or approach to food for a lot of time, and it doesn't feel like it's budging, or you're like, wow, there's got to be a better way to do this, or like, there's got to be a way to actually make progress a bit more quickly, then I would love to hear from you. Set up a free coaching consultation. We'll see if the work that I do is the right fit for you and your needs. And now is a great time to start. Even if we just have the initial conversation before the new year and like plan to get started in January or February, it's a great first step. And very often dancers will tell me even taking that first step allows them to take action with their food perspectives or food approach. That's already helpful. So reach out. I'd love to get in touch. And regardless, take these actions we talked about with writing in order to gain clarity on your food mindset so you can approach it all from a better place going into a new year. All right, dancers. I'll talk with y'all soon. Bye.